The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Thursday, April 4th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and we are taking a look at some very interesting new albums. Some of them kind of dark, some of them a little sad, some of them highly anticipated.
Let's dig into this week's new releases. Last month, we talked about Movies, the eclectic and sweeping single from Wise Blood. Her whole album, Titanic Rising, comes out this week, and people are pretty excited about it. In fact, the AV Club calls it, quote, a stunning early contender for Album of the Year. Natalie Meering, aka Wise Blood, recorded experimental music as a teenager in small-town Pennsylvania, like you do, and she actually samples that music throughout her new album. Besides her freewheeling musical past, another big influence on Titanic Rising is, as you might guess, film. At thecurrent.org, you can check out the video for Every Day, a song that sounds chipper, but works strangely well as the soundtrack to a horror film along the lines of Friday the 13th.
Take Conor Oberst, get him all emoed up, upset, and turned up to 11, and you'd get Pup. The Toronto, Ontario band has slowly but surely built up a following. In the last 5 years, they've moved to playing bigger and bigger venues. They were nominated for Juno Awards 3 times and were longlisted for the Polaris Prize. Their third album, Morbid Stuff, is exactly that. The album is full of dark songs that make you want to hit the pit and throw your body around to exorcise the demons, like Free at Last.
A little falsetto, some sighing synths, a laconic beat. Wrap it up with a bow and give it to yourself as a spring break present. It's Free Spirit, the second album by Khalid. The R&B phenom broke out with his 2017 debut American Teen when he was just, that's right, a teen. His songs of love and longing tap into universal emotions, and the classic flavor he brings to the studio make this a highly accessible effort. Khalid grew up all over the place, but he was born in Georgia, and songs like Talk seem to channel some of that state's languorous heat. Can we just talk? Can we just talk about where we're going before we get lost? Let me out of thoughts. Can't get what we want without falling. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm The fifth album under the name The Drums and the second as a solo project from singer and multi-instrumentalist Johnny Pierce, Brutalism turns inward. After a divorce and subsequent difficult time living alone in L.A., Pierce said, I was exhausted, depleted, and sabotaging myself. Partying so much, but in reality running away from pain. It was a downward spiral. Pierce got himself to therapy and started some work on getting healthy, and Brutalism became an album to work through things and address the self-care that is necessary to function. The songs feel like a therapy session. 626 Bedford Avenue talks about regrets about hooking up with a person who's bad for you. Body Chemistry covers how you treat yourself, and Loner covers the fears of being alone and wanting to be in love. are Blackpink. They're, quote, the all-girl K-pop group following BTS's footsteps and taking over the U.S., according to the K-pop experts at Forbes. There's a reason this group is attracting the attention of the business press. They're doing big business with YouTube's most viewed K-pop music video, last year's global breakout hit, Do-Do-Do. The group's four members sing, they rap, they dance, and they're going to be the talk of Coachella this year. But first, they have some new music to drop. The EP Kill This Love arrives with the title track that announces its presence with synth horns and rises to a chanting chorus. Yep, it's a killer. You've got to think you're doing something right when your Wikipedia page describes you as, quote, known for playing the saxophone along with producing funk, electro-soul, and self-described future funk. What else do you need to know about Grizz? He grew up in Detroit, and now he's based in Denver. He capitalizes every letter of his name except for the I. Why? Maybe because it's not about the I, it's about the us. On his new album, Ride Waves, that includes collaborators like Modest Yahoo and Dram, on just one of the advanced singles, Find My Own Way, you can hear both the Harlem Gospel Choir and Wiz Khalifa, who told Complex he enjoyed some of his custom marijuana brand, Khalifa Kush, when dreaming up the lyrics. As Grizz himself says, always trust in the process.
Have you ever felt distant from the person who should have been the closest to you? Lonely in a crowd is one of the most horrible feelings, and it's a feeling that The National has mined again and again without ever sounding repetitive. Maybe it's because Matt Berninger's vague but emotionally distinct writing style. The eighth album from The National, I Am Easy to Find, comes out April 29th. They just released Light Years, which blows the curtains of your heart open like a warm summer breeze and fills the room with unsaid regrets. I was always 10 feet behind
you from the start. You can see the music video for that song, starring an Oscar-winning actress, over at thecurrent.org, where you can hear more of all this new music. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer today. What story should we cover next week? Let us know in our Facebook group, The Current Music News. We'll be back on Monday with more music news headlines. I would always be light years away.